Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm so excited to have Lynn Comp on the show with us today. Lynn, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, Allison, it's great to be back. I am Lynn Comp. For those of you that have not tuned into another one of these, I run market development for the Network Platforms Group.
So Lynn, MWC is always an exciting time of year. Intel has a tremendous amount going on this week. Can you give me just a little bit of a blurb on what Intel is doing within the networking arena at Mobile World Congress?
There is so much happening, and the booth is crazy busy. We have 5G examples and demos, which is really one of the main themes of the entire event. We also have a number of demos showing how NFV is commercially deployable, as well as some areas where you will see telco cloud and the cloudification of the network starting to appear.
Give me a definition of telco cloud and how this differs from the other use cases we've talked about.
The exciting thing about telco cloud is when you look at all of these transformations we've been talking about, NFV and 4-to-1 and 5G, all of it leads up to telco cloud. That is really what the operators are aiming at, is being able to have cloud-like agility in how they operate their network. They have not been able to do this because their architectures have been inflexible. You haven't been able to take the software and deploy it on any hardware that's throughout their network. And telco cloud is really the end game for what you get in all of these transformations. You get services level agility and automation, as well as the infrastructure level automation. So it's really exciting transformation.
You've talked about a lot of areas where Intel's playing. Can you break down where Intel is driving technology and working with the industry around solutions to get to this end vision?
So it starts with 4-to-1, building on top of the Intel architecture and running as much of the equipment as you can on a consistent instruction set. And that matters because virtualization is a native workload that runs on a native instruction set. And so when you have that consistency, you can run virtualized workloads like NFV anywhere in the network on any piece of equipment. And that gives you an operational agility choice that the operators can make, where they can place these workloads out anywhere in the network. They don't necessarily have to be constrained to their data center or to their cloud. On top of 4-to-1, you have the SDN and NFV optimized platforms, where we have things like DPDK and the optimized Open vSwitch, other work that we're doing with the open source community to create these optimized platforms for this environment. Now, that really creates something that will sound familiar to anybody familiar with software-defined infrastructure. It gives you the ability to do resource pooling. And that resource pooling actually allows you to do things at the automation layer where you start taking advantage of telemetry, which is also very familiar to people in cloud, where you can start doing workload placement based on the needs of the workload and the capabilities of the hardware that's available. So things like enhanced platform awareness, you can start looking for that. And that will tell you, is it a DPDK-enabled NFV platform, which means it's going to be the fastest performing and the most efficient hardware that you can find.
Now, you recently made an announcement that Intel was part of another open source effort called FIDO.
Yes.
So tell us about FIDO.
Well, FIDO, which is ironically spelled FD.io, is an effort where we're starting to work with a number of different open source vendors in Cisco to create this virtualization-based platform that takes advantage of DPDK, but it operates at a higher level in the stack. So it's not as primitive, and higher level functions that the industry can take advantage of to get the most accelerated performance out of these virtualized platforms.
And I would assume that as we mature in the market, DPDK is an open source effort, FIDO is now an open source effort, we'll continue to see these types of efforts within the community and driving new types of capabilities into the network platform.
Yeah, that's right. One of the main characteristics that you would see in the communications industry has been that they're coming out of a black box environment where there is no disaggregation and very few interfaces are exposed. And so that's part of the reason why you see so many different open source projects Most of them are at different levels of the system, and it's an effort by the industry to have the opportunity to have best-of-breed components and not have to buy such monolithic pieces of equipment.
Now, let's get back into that deployment. You talked about the fact that we're showing that NFV is ready for mainstream deployments this year. I've seen some statistics that say about two-thirds of CSPs are looking to deploy NFV solutions in the next 2 years. How exciting is that for you to see this type of market readiness, given the long history of Intel's work and your work in this space?
I would say it's really exciting. And if you were coming out of any other industry background, you would think, oh, it took so long to get here. But this industry is moving faster than I've ever seen it move in the past. Mm-hmm. And what's most exciting is really seeing how these deployments of things like customer premise equipment in a virtualized environment, it's solving problems for everybody in the supply chain. The operator's customers can get a better experience. They can self-select the service. They don't have to wait for somebody to come out to their premise. And then the operator delivers an improved service, and they don't actually have to send a truck roll. Mm-hmm. So everybody wins, and it's such a better operational model that it benefits the whole supply chain.
Now, I know it's early in the week, and a lot of stuff is going to be happening this week in Barcelona, but what have you seen so far from Intel and the industry that shows you that industry innovation is live and well within the network arena?
What's interesting about coming back into networking out of communications and then out of cloud is seeing this pattern that you would see in the cloud deployments. So you went from virtualizing applications individually to a few virtualized applications, and then suddenly the industry said, this is really hard to manage by myself and manually. And so you started seeing things like vSphere and other virtualization managers, and then orchestration. And we're seeing that exact same pattern play out with the NFV environment, where you're seeing deployments of these functions somewhat individually. Mm-hmm. But what we can see demonstrated today are three different examples of this orchestration capability and that automation capability coming in. And what's really interesting about it is in this market, they're learning faster from the cloud deployments mm-hmm. than how it actually played out in the cloud.
And I saw a number of demonstrations of network technology. Saw something from Intel and Ericsson. Do you want to tell me about what's going on there?
So the Intel Ericsson, it's the hyperscale data center demo. And mm-hmm. what's interesting is it's based on the Ericsson HDS 8000. And that is something that was developed on the basis of the Intel rack scale architecture. And what's really exciting about that is it is a great example of one of the ways that telco cloud will be deployed. It will be deployed on this disaggregated rack architecture with the rack level management and the APIs, and it's going to be deployed in an orchestrated environment. So really exciting, because last year was when Ericsson announced it.
Right.
And this year we actually have a demo in our booth. So that's another example of how quickly this market is moving compared to the past.
And we made some progress in terms of collaborative demonstrations with some comm service providers as well. Do you want to tell me about those?
These are some of the most exciting demos that I think we have. We have SKT is showing a deployed implementation of a virtual EPC, and so that's already in the deployments. We have China Mobile showing their OpenO deployment, which is really exciting because it's an example of that orchestration capability. And then we also have a Telefonica demo that's showing something similar. So lots of movement from the service providers doing joint demos in our booth showing these cloud-like capabilities that are coming to market.
It's amazing. I was thinking earlier today that this is the fourth year that ChipChat's been at Mobile World Congress. And the first year I was here, NFV was announced as a concept. The progress that we see and the maturation of this market is stunning. And I guess one question that I have for you is 2016 the year where volume deployments just really start taking off?
I believe that 2016 is when we will see some of the three core workloads starting to deploy en masse. And those are IMS and EPC and then CPE. So it's customer premise equipment, evolved packet core, as well as the integrated multi-messaging system. So those three will happen in mass this year. And then you will start seeing virtual RAN be much more active in the next few years, because that is one of the underpinning capabilities for things like 5G.
just one last question for you. I know that people are going to want to follow you and talk to you about what's going on at Mobile World Congress and what's going on in networking moving forward. How can they connect with you?
So I'm on Twitter, and it's LynnCompIntel or LynnCompIntel. That's one of the best ways. And then always check back for Chip Chat, because I will always come in and have a great conversation with Allison whenever she asks.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for taking the time today, Lynn. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.